המשפטים אשר תשים לפניהם הרד ומריב שולם פוולסקי when he was learning in Ponovich was a bocher that in Bismedrash he found 50 pounds English pounds that days was a lot of money sure today also but that days was a lot of money so they went to ask the Chazanish what to do with the money that they found Chazanish told him it's a Mishnah Motzo Mois Mefuzois הרי אלו שלוי told the Chazanish but the Gemara says why? Because the person is Meyash aber Kaimelon you shaloi midas lo yavu yosh The person doesn't know that he lost it. It's not Yerushalayim midas. So the Gemara answers, Adam Osi lemashmash bekisei bechol shah. So really, he for sure noticed that he lost the money. Really, Arei Yerushalayim. So this is what the Chazanish told him. They went back to Bismedrash, five bochim. Everyone standing in a different corner of Bismedrash. An hour, Ponovich people sit and learn. An hour, no one was b'mashmash b'kisoy. Nothing. Not even once. Then it was Nishkev and Gadlis, there was no phone. So what? No one was b'mashmash b'kisoy. No one was b'mashmash b'kisoy. They came back to the Chazanish. They told the Chazanish, no one is b'mashmash b'kisoy. So b'razeh, Yerushalayim midas, lo yavi yosh. So l'chura, we can't keep the money. We can't keep the money. The Chazanish told him, Afal piken, the Chazanish told him. So the Bacher there told the Chazanish, after the Chazanish means the Baal Shem. It says in the Baal Shem, Ela Mishpotim, the Zohar state, Ela Seder Gulgelaya. The Baal Shem explains, what's the Pshat? Eile Seder Gilgalaya Zog the Baal Shem that Chazal say if a person steals you have to come back in this world to pay problem is when you come back how you pay back Lama Zog you lose money and that guy finds it so you didn't pay back you and Miyash it's Efka it didn't come back from you how you give back in this world it just doesn't go but you break his window so how you give back Zog the Baal Shem, you lose money. Al pi aloche, it's called Yush. Lemaise, it's not Yush. The other guy picks it up. He's saying, Mecham de Gemore. Lemaise, it's yours. This is the way you give back the Gilgit. That's Zog the Baal Shem. Chazi said, yeah. This is Maise, told me, Reb Shalom Pavalsky, when he was a bocher, and Ponovich, Maise Shehoyo Bedidei. I'm a klisheni. Not that he found the money, but he was from the group that went into the Chazanish. If you understand. And I said, the poskim say also that the halacha doesn't change. Chutz from Rav Scheinberg. Rav Scheinberg says that like a tchilah to give the tzedakah if you find money b'zman hazeh, because on the tzad that is not miyash, and you can't give it back, nichel le'inish le'mevad mitzvah b'mamayne. So again, me'ikar adin tak, you don't have to give back. But people ask, I said, like a tchilah, put up a sign. So there's a famous maise on Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. It was a person that was sitting and learning Yoimam Velayla. Once a year he would go down to the market, he would have money, and he would buy schoira to the shuk, they called it. Shuk Ebroi. And he would go far away to the Shuk Ebroi, and he would buy business, and he would sell it. And from that was Parnosa the Ganze Yo, 3 weeks a year. After a couple of years, his Rebbetzin told him, you know, Chaval, I know what you buy. You know, you buy his rabbit's tails. I know exactly what you buy. I will go down to the market. I'll buy exactly. I will sell it. I'm having to sell it with Parnosa. 3 more weeks of learning in my husband. Chaval, Yeshus Chai. She went to the Yerid. She lost the money. Someone found it. So they heard that someone found it. They went over to the guy. The guy said, "Motzah moiz ba'ir sheruba akum." Even if it's a siman, areilu shaloi, because the Balaam is miyash. He says, "For sure, the goyim found it, the rosh." Remember, I don't have to give it back. I have also kids. If the man has my kids, I can't do it for Mishur Sadim. They went to Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan said that they have to give back the money. I asked him, she was Miyash, Yosheru Ba'aku. He said, she's not the owner of the money. Who is the owner of the money? The husband. He doesn't know that she lost it even. Yushalem Midas, Levi Yosh. Doesn't help him, Ashmash Bekisei. He doesn't know about it. The husband doesn't know. He gave his wife permission to use the money. She could sell. She could buy. Litkunishtatech v'loy leivusi. V'meyle la'aloch he passes and he has to give it back. So today l'mayis, when you find money, the shayla who lost it. If the husband lost it, other Muslim imagine because of b'chol shor. But if the wife loses the money, so she doesn't have a right to miyash. So the mayis, if you find money today, what helps other Muslim imagine because of b'chol shor? So time of the Gemara, the woman went out in the street, called Kvuda Bas Melech, and even if yes, no one let him to hold money, yeah, the husband was the one that hold the money. But hind, that the ladies hold the money, could be a pialoch, if you find money, you can't take it. So, I'm saying, first is no mamashmash. And second, well, so some person today say, could be today will be a problem. Yeah, mechza, mechza. I guess more ladies in the street with money from men, mistama. Oh, yes, it belongs to the father, it belongs to them. What? They don't. No one is memashmish. I'm trying to think. No one is memashmish. No, Chazal said. Oh, but that person is not there. I'm trying to explain. No one is memashmish. Chazal said. So we'll say, Chazal meant 51% of memashmish. But in the middle, we have even 10% noshim, it's really not 51%. Even so, that we're saying this ma'aseh that this person didn't want to give it back. It's Alamo, the famous ma'aseh that the Rebbe Reb Zusha, the Melamed HaKlal Yisrael, that Shon Shvadron brings it down in the Sefer, he brings it down Ba'archove, they'll say it B'Ktzoro, said that the Rebbe Reb Zusha had to marry off his daughter. So he didn't have money. So he went around cities in Klal Yisrael to collect money. He managed to collect 300 rubles. The way back home, he passed in the village, and he hears screaming from a house. He goes into that house. He sees a kala laying on the floor, a kala dress, fainted. They wake her up, she faints again. So he asked what happened. He said that she's a yosayma, and there's a shidduch, and her mother promised to give 300 ruble for the naden. And was about to go down to the wedding. So the chassan said, you know, he wants to see the money. So the mother went to the drawer, and the money's not there. Chassan said, no money, no chassan. The kala fainted. They wake her up, she remembers no money, she faints again. So Abzusha asked him how the money was. He said, it was a bill of 100, two bills of 50, three bills of 20. Three bills of 10, one of 5, a couple of coins. That's the way the money was. He says, I think it's the money that I found in the morning. Let me go to check. He ran, took the money, went to the money changer, Shulchani they called it in that days, changed the money exactly to the same kind of bills that they had, came back to the room, he said, I have the money. Chazan said, no problem, just give me the money before I go down. He said, yeah, but the man said, I could have kept it. So, I want at least 50 rubles for myself. Chazan said, if you're not giving me the whole 300, I'm not going down to the wedding. Kitzer, he said, you know what? At least 25 to myself. He said, no way. The kitzer, he started to, the guy said, what do you mean? A yid is giving back Hashem HaSaveda and he's not taking percentage. He said, he doesn't want because he started to hit him. Kitzer, they schlepped him to the Rav. The Rav said, open his hands, take away the money, throw him out of the city. Kitzer, Leyomim, one of the people in the city, was by the Rebbe for Reb Zusha, and he asked him, you know, because he was young yet, he asked him, you know, your Hasidim are so strange people, they come, they want to take percentage for tzedakah, mamash bizayim. So listen, I said, I know Reb Zusha, I know he's a tzaddik. What exactly the story happened, I can't tell you. But when he will come, I'll find out. So, the story of Shah Shalom, but my sister Reb Zusha told the Rebbe, I'll tell you what happened. I collected 300 ruble. I had 300 ruble to marry off my daughter. I came to the city and I see this almana, Guru Yosaima. I felt so bad. I decided I'm going to give all of my money to save this almana that she could go down to marry off her daughter, the Yosaima. But I want them not to chapter that I'm doing the mitzvah. I will change the money that they will never chapter that it's me. And that minute the Yitzhahoy came over to him and told me, Reb Zusha, came on Ishgiven as a tzaddik in Klal Yisrael. Tzedakah is one thing, no marks, you're changing it, that it was mamish thing that you found it. I pushed it away. I came home, I changed the bag. I made it crumble, the people think that I found it. The Varacher came again and told me, Reb Zusha, already 500 years Ishgiven as a tzaddik. I pushed him. I came into the room to give the money. And I know a minute after I give it, no way I can ever claim that it's mine. So that tells me 600 years Nishgiven as a tzaddik. I pushed him away, but I felt I can't. I can't push him away anymore. I decided I will make myself something that to get such a bizyoinus that all of my covet and my gaiva will break. I got up and I said, I want the percentage. And I got such a bizarre, there was no place for Gaiva in that city. Rebbe, I'm telling you, was no Gaiva. I had the mitzvah b'shleimus. I had the mitzvah b'shleimus. Because that's the new. M'macht, eila mishpotim. It's mitzvah she benodom l'chaveiroi. But to do the mitzvah b'shleimus. Chochmah is to do the mitzvah b'shleimus. Meshver brings down a medrash rabbe. The medrash rabbe in the beginning of Eila Mishpotim, the medrash rabbe says, Eila Mishpotim, Hadod Ichsiv Leshloimoi Eloikim Mishpot Chol Amelech Ten, Vetzitkos Chol Leben Melech, Leshloimoi Eloikim Mishpotecho lamelechte v'tzidkoscho leben melech. So the Meir Shiorim explains, it's a very deep evolve. The beginning maybe is hard, but the toichen I wanted to get. It says like this: Hamishpot le'elokim. Hashem has a mishpot. V'tzidkoscho leben melech. Tzidkoscho is to the dayonim. The Dayanim have alamol choshen mishpot. The poorest person steals a piece of bread because he doesn't have what to eat. From the multimillionaire, he's a ganev, and if he doesn't have, we sell him to a slave. No rachmanis. This is tzidkos leben melech. The Medrash says, mishpotim asher tosim lifneihem. These are the rules that you put lifneihem. Lifneihem, it doesn't change. Aber leshloimo elokim is another mishpot to Hashem. Hashem has different ways to make the cheshbon. A melech also has that koyach. Chazal say a melech could kill people lefi shikul daito. Person, the Rambam says, "She'afal pi she'ein l'dayin lishpidi l'nefoshes v'chol ansha atoiro, elo b'ray u'bruro, yesh l'melech reshus l'horgoy." The melech kills the fear of his einoy. Tzidkos ro leben melech. Aber the real mishpot is to l'eloikim. Says, the Balakeda says, Nosson HaNovi came to David HaMelech after the story of Bathsheba, and he asked Nosson HaNovi, he told him, was a story Two people live in the city. One rich and one poor. The rich has a lot of sheep. La rosh ein koil. Kim kifso achas. It's one sheep. She lives with him. They sleep with her. She warms them up. They give her from the little food that they have. Vatilo kebas mamish, adopted like a daughter. Guests come to the rich people, to the rich person, and he takes the sheep from the poor person, and he shechtes, and he makes what to eat for the guest. What punishment we have to give to the rich person? This is what Nasan HaMelech asked. Nasan HaNovi asked David HaMelech, and Maisa from Batsheva. And David answers, Va'ichar af David ba'ish mahoit. Chai Hashem ki ben moveso ish. Kivso yeshalem arbosai. And he has to pay back four sheep. Or kill him. And he will pay the rich, the poor person, four sheep. Egev asher oso es adobor hazeh, asher ve'al asher lo yichoma. So before she explained like this. As choshen mishpot, he has to pay four. Why? Gona v'tovach v'mocham. Kivso es arba. He didn't tell him to pay millions. Four sheep. He's killing the guy. If you're killing him, at least tell him $1 million for the poor person. Choshen mishpot for kvasi. Aber asher lo yichomal. Where is your midas? Chiyuv mise. Beis din, Hashem didn't give us oynesh mise al yichomal. Aber the chiyuv is mise. Shar Tshuva says that the Selba Yisoyim and Shar Shlishi Yoyzko Zayim. Hamadrego Ashishis Misa Bidei Shomayim. Shenemar Al Tigzol Dal Kidalu. Ki Hashem Yoriv Rivom Vekova Eskoveyem Nefesh. Hashem also kills. If you steal from a poor person, Hamadrego Ashishis. Hagoyzel Esadal Chayev Misa Bidei Shomayim, Zog Rabin Yehle. Al Tigzol Dal Kidalu, ki Ikva Koveyem Nefesh. It's exactly what David HaMelech did. But like Kedah Luiz Pshat, Voshtay, the Chiyuv of Midas is Misa Bidei Shomayim. People will ask, people think the Midas belong to the Bali Musa. V'orayin, Eila HaMishpotim, there's no Onshim and Midas. The Teretz is, Midas, it's hard to measure. You could think the guy is wrong and he's right. The guy made him angry. He thought he's doing the right thing. Hashem could judge, cruel or not cruel. The Melech, Kilei Melochim V'Sorim B'Yad Hashem. Hashem gave the Melech the Koach to Paskin. We only could do Tzidkoscho. We have a Chushan Mishpot. But don't Chas V'Sholem think. Yeah, it's Sharat Shuvah, Misa V'Dei Shomayim, Kidalu. No, David HaMelech would kill. This is what he would do. He would say someone, a rich guy, steal from a purpose, and he would kill him. If he would say, you mean, he would kill you. If you mean, he would kill you. Not because you're a god, because you mean. Midas is Mechayev Misa. It's a din. This is the Medrash Rab in the beginning of Eilei HaMishpatim. HaMishpat LeElokim V'Tzidkos Choten LeBen Melech. Eila HaMishpatim. Person will ask, Eila HaMishpatim, why is no punishments and different zachen? And midas. Ben Odom L'Chaveiroi. The Talmud says, that part of Ben Odom L'Chaveiroi is given, but it's given to the Melech. It's not a Musar, if you steal, Ki Ikva Hashem Kiveim Nefesh. It became a Rein Ginumen. It belongs to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the Bali Musa. Person thinks, you know, I mean, said I really mean, but the Maisa made a joke. No, the joke, you're right. Four sheep is the price. But they killed the rich person that took the food from the poor person. He's Chayev Misa. He's Chayev Misa. The apostle goes weiter, it says, Kisikne Eved Ivri Sheishonim Megabo Yobo Megabo Yoitze Neva Yeva Da Eved Veigishe Adoino Velo Eloikim Veigishe El Adeles El Amezuza Verotza Adoino Ves Ozdei Bamarzea Veavodei Lo Oilo. Rashi says Everyone knows that. Omar Rabbi Yechonon Oizen Sheshomar Al Arsina Elo Signoiv Veholach Begonav Tirotza Veimoicher Atzmoi Oizen Sheshomar Al Arsina Ekilim Ne Yisroel Avodim Vekon Odoi Leatzmoi Tirotza. Frank Devert, why you Ritzea Oizen Sheshomar Al Arsina Elo Signoiv Veholach Berotza Begonav Tirotza ואיך רעצמוי? כי לבני ישראל עבודים, ואולך. וכל נעוד אלה עצמוי, היא רוצה. If you have the second reason, so why you don't, why the God of needs the reason for the signal? I want to explain. Lechura, we don't make the hole in his ear for the first time that he sold. The first 6 years, we don't make holes. When he wants to stay, we make a ratzir. So, Moichar Atzim, Ganev, we make a ratzir, you heard both of them want to stay now. So why, if you have the reason, so why, who told you that the first person is a Ratzia? Maybe the first one is also Kelib Ne Yisrael Avodim. Starke Kash. So Rabbi Meir Bloch tells, says a Givaldike vote. He says, we don't make the Ratzia for the Eved for what he wants to stay now. What do you blame him? He got married, he has a wife and five little cute kids. What, now he leaves, this is it. He doesn't want to get divorced. Ahati is Ishti Chazal say, most Shittas, he only could stay if he has a wife. So what do you want? He got married. No, he wants to stay married. If he leaves, even if he wants, he casts the marriage. She's a shifcha. She's also to him. Goodbye. He casts victor. This is it. So he wants to stay. So we don't punish a person for that. It's not his fault. We punish him for the shoychesh, why it happened. Because you stole. This caused you to be in this matzav. So at the beginning, we give a punishment for selling. But when the selling is causing you now to stay a Eved, you get punished for what? For the chet from yesterday. Zel bezach, moicher atzmo, kelib ne Yisrael avodim. We're selling you for the sheirish, for the tchilas achet. As I zogt. But it's a different vault. Not to answer this kasha. It's time to answer the kasha. When a falchim asks, why by the Ganev? Without Rebeli Meir. But Lemaise, Lechure, by the Ganev, Rashi says, we make the hole in his ear because he heard Lesigna. If because he heard Lesigna, so why we don't make it right away when he sell him? Oh, is that Sheshama Baal Sinai Lesigna? V'olach Berotza Atzma. And I'll tell you more from that. The Maridiskin explains. And Moichir Atzmai, I don't have discussion. He sold himself at the beginning because he didn't have money to live. Second time that he wants to stay, not because I don't have money. He doesn't say, I can't go out and afford it. He says, I have to exist. I like it. Tell him, Kilib Le Yisrael about it. So we don't have a Kashik, Moichir Atzmai, why we don't make a hole right away? Aman the Ganif, why we don't make a hole right away? So it's two Tirutzim, and every one of them is nice. The Maridiskin says, in the beginning we thought that the Ganev, the fact that he's going to be sold 6 years, the best punishment, we don't need no holes in his ears. But now he says he wants to stay there, he likes it. Ah, he didn't have that it's bad. We didn't punish him. You thought you punished him to be a slave, he says I want to stay here. Put someone in jail, they open the, how the Rabbi Yehuda says, someone doesn't enjoy him. The door is open, why are you not leaving? Start to hit him. So you're not in punishment. You want to stay in jail. Jail is a place you want to run away. If the door is open, you're not leaving. What kind of jail is it? We thought the guy that steals, we're punishing him to put him in jail. The guy says he wants to stay. The guy wants to stay. We drill his ear right away. But I heard a different thought. Madam Godel said, the Ika Chet, if a person, Chazal said, also Odom Aveiro Venizbay Shlomoichrim Loyal Kola Venoisa. The chisson of a guy is when he walks into Bismedosh 10 o'clock and his fed is not red. I upset on every guy that comes after 9 o'clock. But when a guy walks in 10, if I see his red, and the more it's red, the more I like him. The less it's red, the more I get angry. Why? It doesn't bother him. Yeah, he leaves before 11 o'clock by night. And if he's embarrassed, no, he walks. He managed to stop at 2-3 people to say goodbye, yeah? And you want to come out with me, yeah? The Ganev in the beginning, he's embarrassed, he stole, Nebuch. You don't have to make him feel cheap. Hopefully he will do tshuva. Well, he's embarrassed, but what he could do, he stole. Now, not only that, he's sitting there in the house, everyone knows why you're there. Every guest come to the other. What is this slave doing? What is he doing by you? Shtal Tzachalein, what he's doing here, yeah? You know what design it is, that guy? Everyone comes in. He stole. Lo Naim. Has a sign on his head, Ganev. So, Bederech Lahad, this is enough punishment for a person. But, if he's masking to stay, because he's not embarrassed with his title. So we embarrass him with a hole in his ear. He's a god. The first 6 years, we felt the fact that we know that he's a god, that's something is the punishment. He already will be okay. He doesn't mind to be in that matzav. So then we have to make a ritzia. Kiyaki Ishis Avdo is a Muslim, a Shevet. Chiyu ben Anoshim v'ikr Ishis Reyu be'Even v'be'Egrov v'le'Yomus v'Nofal ha'Mishkov im Yokum v'Yisalech b'chutz al Mishante v'Niko ha'Maker ha'Kshiv to Yiten v'Rapo Yerape. Chazal say v'Rapo Yerape mikan she'Nisno refu reshus la'Roi v'le'Rapois. Mikan shenit no reshus laroif velerapes. Even the Ramban says, "Male roif bebeis elokim." Male roif bebeis elokim. But the Gemara darshens from here, you're allowed to merape. So I had a couple little hours on verapo yerape. Well, this first one I heard from before in Kiev. So we say refuah shleima. What is refuah shleima? He said, we have three shleimas in Shas, in Tfile. Tshuva shleima, Geula shleima, and Refuah shleima. What is Tshuva shleima? Sheidim Rambam, Sheyoidi Adua, Ta'alumois, Sheleyoshuv Lechad Ze. It's not enough to do Tshuva Yom Kippur. Afilu Ba'isa Isha, Ba'isa Mokim, Ba'isa Azman, will be in the same matzav again, the same Yichud, and everything, and he will be aimed in the Nisayim. We know. Then we know that it's Tshuva shleima. Zeh Sheidim Rambam. Shiyoid yodeh ta'alumis. What is Geula Shleima? Mashal, the Geula from Bayis Rishon was not Geula Shleima. 400 years we went back. We're asking for the Geula of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Forever. Refuah Shleima. What is Refuah Shleima? Refuah Shleima means that a lot of times a person has a broken foot, broken leg. For the cast, he feels good. Comes very cold days, pitom it hurts a little bit. It's Baruch Hashem, it's hard, but he has to be full shleima kilu, it never happened. That not the pshat, as long as a shvach, every time we get back ammonia. Full shleima. Sheyeg yedeh ta'alume shelo yoshuv lechetzeh shel refu azu, l'machal azu. Shmuzam and Erbach would say over that the Chasam Sefer was sitting once with his Talmidim. And the Apikaitis came into the room. Shmuzan was said over in the bris every time this mice. And he asked him, Rebbe, we say, Roife Choyle Amo Yisrael. It's Nishtemis. But the Goyim is exactly the same thing. More successful in the Goyish hospitals. People go to America. It's more Roife Choyle Goyim. What's Roife Choyle Amo Yisrael? Not true. Don't say it's our days, from ever. The Goyim hospitals, not bad. So the Chasam Seinfeld told him, I don't know what you want. We say every morning, Roif Echol Basol Mafli Lassos. He said, ask me. So Chasam Seinfeld told him, I'll tell you. Hashem is Marape everywhere. The Gemara says, why Refrainu Nitkeno Bebrocha Shminis? Can I get Milosh Nitno Bashmini? This is the reason Refrainu is the 8th Brocha. So the man, Refrainu was Nitkan, can I get the Machle that is called Mila? Mele, it's Roif Echoyle Amo Yisrael. This is what Chasam Sefer told. The Apikoros went out of the room, the Talmidim told him, Rebbe, that's not good to tell us for Apikoros. We want the real Terrence. We want the real Terrence. So he told him, I'll tell you the answer. But the Goyim, Hashem is never Merap Echoyle. No boss. It's a Gzeire that is a punishment. When the punishment finishes, it goes away. Punk, it looks for them, but the doctor worked it out. By the Yidden, sometimes they're sick, but they do tshuva, Hashem is merape. Merape choyle amu Yisrael. Don't it's roife chol boso. Understand, mishkin roife choyle. Here it's roife choyle amu Yisrael. The merape de choylim, that's not beklal Yisrael. The goyim, therefore is, when the machle finishes, Hashem is merape them. So I'll tell you a vitz, I heard him before in Kiev, he said that he says, Shabbos im Elizek v'refoi k'roi v'lovoi. Rashi says, B'schus, Shabbos im Elizek. You're holding yourself as an Isol to daven in Shabbos. So a person will think, if I'm not davening in Shabbos, who knows what will be? B'schus, Shabbos im Elizek v'refoi k'roi v'lovoi. That's what Rashi means, Pshat. So he said, Nocha Pshat. He said, a person is sick. He davens to Hashem refoeinu. Hashem has to be roi v'choi l'am v'Yisrael. But Hashem can't do it. Because the reason he's sick is he did averus. He's not doing tshuva. He says, Hashem, please, I want to live. He's not doing tshuva. But Hashem, I want to live. So, what to do? Hashem, help me. Help my stomach. Help my stomach. He said, but it came because he ate reifes. So Hashem takes the machle and starts to spread it. He can't take it away. Instead of getting one day terrible migraines, he gets like light headaches all over the week. Shabbos, imelizek. You can't doubt it. So the machle will be very stark, but if we cry v'lovei, it will go away right away. As if we're in Kiev, we'll tell him, well, Shabbos, every time when he was sick, I went to visit him. So this was this. When I went there, was a mice in Bnei Brak, a famous mice in Bnei Brak, that two people were fighting in the street. Amish. One guy, Shem Shomayim it was, and one guy punched the other guy in his face, the guy fell down. They were sure he cracked his brains, I don't know, he called off. Let's go, same place. And the kids, he lost consciousness, they took him to the hospital. The Munchim said it right away, CT with all these expensive things. They made checkups. Didn't find nothing, and he woke up, Baruch Hashem, everything is okay. A week later, the guy gets a bill, $40,000. Checkups. He goes to the guy that hit him, he says, Ripui. Didn't tell you, you have to pay Ripui. He says, Ripui for what? You thought that I broke your head, and you didn't. Why I have to pay Ripui? If the head is broken and I have to fix it, this is Ripui. Checkups are not Ripui. The Beis Din passing that he has to pay, I met Rebel Povalsky from Polish, he told me, Beis Din Shel Gezloni. Beis Din Shel Gezloni, man. So he said a mushroom about. Take two cups of water, put poison in one of them, mix them, take one of them, give your friend a drink. Now he's all nervous, he drank the poison, right? He runs to the hospital, checks out the done was water. You have to pay him? Said, you shoot a guy with ear gun. He might feel it's bleeding, yeah? He runs to the hospital, check up, garnished. You have to pay? Garnished. I asked him, Shmuzan Oyerbach. Shmuzan Oyerbach said, you have to pay. And then I asked them, why is there a big line of people are waiting? So, I was not asking. So people are waiting. But the shaila is be'etzem. That's the shaila. The shaila is, some wanted to say, I remember I asked the gates of Rav, Zichat Tzadik Livrocha. He told me, it's medimich fos ha-nefesh, you have to pay it. The guy's nervous, he deserves to misrape. But you have to know, lemaisi lemoshel, odom is chayim berefu asishtoi. His stomach includes checkups. So that's the shayla. There's a famous Eben Ezra, it's good to know it. V'chi'igo yifshoir ish, es shoir re'eyu. V'meis, we spoke last week. If re'eyu means a yid, re'eyu means a goy, Yisroi, yes, we know zero, that he was megayer or not. What is chi'igo yifshoir ish, es shoir re'eyu? So the Eben Ezra brings down, Chigavish, Omar ben Zute, im re'eyu toyar la'shoyr. Chigav shoyr ish, es shoyr re'eyu. That the pasuk means to say that the shoyr was negeach, a shoyr that was friend of the shoyr. William Shad Chazal, Chigav shoyr ish, es shoyr re'eyu, veloy shel ediyot, veloy shel egdesh. He learns the pasuk is coming to say that the chiddush is that even if the shoyr is friendly with the other shoyr, so I didn't have to watch it. Even so, I have to pay. As I learned Ben Zute. Amar Ben Zute, ki re'eyu toyar la'shoyr, ki igar shoyr ish, eshoyr re'eyu. Zog de Ben Ezra, ve'ein re'a la'shoyr, elo Ben Zute. Ve'ein re'a la'shoyr, elo Ben Zute. He's the friend of the shoyr. So we said it last time, in the last one of Ben Ezra, we said on ve'ein le'a rakois. So Ben Ephraim says that it's missing a aleph. Was they lack a rakois? So he says, Omar Rab Ben Ephraim Pirish, ein eleo rakois, not a rakois of, elo arukois, she had Chinese ayin. So the notion of Ben Ephraim is, ein eleo rakois, ani oim meruchoser aleph. It's missing a aleph, ein eleo arukois. Vani oim mezog de Ben Ezra, hu choser aleph. If you take the Aleph out of Ben Ephraim, it's Ben Porim. And I'm going to say, who is the Aleph, Dr. Ben Ezra? So here the Ben Ezra says, but I'm going to say, I'm going to say, Ben Zute, Elo Ashoy. Who are you? Pasuk is Mamshich. The Anshe Koidesh Tiuli, ובשר בסודה טרייפה לא יחילו לכלב תשליחו איסה. ובשר בסודה טרייפה לא יחילו לכלב תשליחו איסה. זוגת רשי. לימדך הקוסוף שאין הקדוש ברוך הוא מקפה השכר כל פריה. שנאמר ולחוב לישראל להיחץ כלב לשוינה. אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא תיתן לו יסחור. מה אלה כלב תשליחו איסה? אבל לגמור אלוהים זה עצמות הרבה נוער, לגמור עם פסוחים, אבל יצא זה לכלב תשליחו. Price for the כלב. The Das Kanim says more from that. He says, who looks after the animals? The dog. The dog is shame of the animals that will not betray him. So we pay the dog for looking after the animal. So the shayla is, so why you pay now? What is the shaychus? If there's no treifa, like if he never failed, you don't pay him. When he fails, you pay him. It's not such a kasha. Well, it's a schal for the dog for watching. So the good dogs that watch and nothing happened, okay, never. The dogs that failed, they're the ones that we pay. Say, it's not a kasha, because treifa, even that the ikra treifa is the one that the animal ate, it could be treifa on them. So the balabati shepshat b'zorim v'kidik pshat. Balabati, you could say that when you see that an animal dies, then you realize how much you need him. So then is the time to pay the treif. Limdo teira derech eretz. Sometimes a person does for you a favor. He helps you, and he fails one time. Our meaning is in that minute, ois kaplu shmachot. So. You have a friend, you came to yeshiva, he helped you 10 times at Chavrusas. Every man got you a seat. Last man, Mishuma, he didn't help you. He helped someone else. Kelo yoyo! Kelo yoyo! Sometimes I go to Shchasen, I'm not taking away from that. Chosen starts to give brochas. I go to a bris. So a guy thanks a little bit his parents, this, and then he thanks that face, that new friend that he knows for the last 2 weeks, that Mamish helped him from the middle of the bris, did the whole week, he couldn't manage without them. So what? So the guy helped you for a week. Your parents helped you for 20 years. The guy, I count every time, and I'm telling you, you listen on the bris, count the thank you that neighbor that is cooking for the last week, she cannot get the same thank you of the parents for 20 years. Why? Because a person has a very short vision. The friend of today is the best friend. The friend of yesterday forgets. But Dimoteya Derecheretz, when the dog failed, you pay him for all the good that he did. Yeah, he's the one that watches the animal. And so he failed today. What a normal person would go to the dog, boom, today he failed. No, now it's time you pay him. This is Limdoteya Derecheretz. Here the Torah teaches us. You know, pay the dog. You say to pay the dog is to teach us the Derech Eretz. Limdo Teira Derech Eretz. He failed. But he helped you for 20 years. Take the fail that you're so angry and you want to. Tell him, what do you tell him? This for sure not. I'll pay you next time when you behave. Make it, you get another candy. This animal learned if you didn't. No. Now, this is the way. Your friend failed. Your parents were not nice to you. Very good. Now time to thank him for every time that he were nice to you. For the little thing that did it to you. It's Kimat says in the Das Kanim. I heard once a famous maise. It was on the sefer once when I was a kid. That was a yid. And he came to ask his rov every time the shayla treif, not treif. But he, Ayoim, he stopped to come to ask the rov the shaylas. Frank him to rov, what happened? He says, I learned the parsha shuva. State. I decided every time I have to go back to the town to ask the dog the shayla, I shech the cow, I put it in front of the dog. If he eats, treif. If he doesn't eat, I know it's kosher. I don't have to go to the shili. I shech the chicken, I put it to the dog. He eats treif. He doesn't eat, not treif. Frank and Dorov, so why he came down? He says, only recently my dog started to be machmer. So I heard once a Givaldik. This story is a Musa Haskel to everyone. To everyone. Person picks her off. Tzarech Ha'inin as the dog. Kol Zman it fits, his Kruma Pshat is Gevaldik, this Derov is the best Derov, with Fush Apostle. The Rov tells him, Asmol Shur Yamin, kill this guy, he goes to kill. He stopped the Davin in that shul, he listens to the Rov. Machlekes, he listens to the Rov. My Rov! He tells him, this doesn't make sense. I listen to my Rebbe. Pitom, the Rebbe tells him something that he doesn't like. He goes back, no, that guy. My old yeshiva, I had a good Rebbe. Big Yisait. It sounds exactly like the guy with the dog. Even though I'm making the role of the dog here, it's a Ukrainian. A person has to learn. It's not a chokhmah to stick out. Yeah, I have a pshat, I have a rav. Pitam, it doesn't fit. I need a new rav. I need a new rav. If it's a rav, it's a rav. The dog is the rav. Im abalo eloiki, lechu achrov. Person can't change. Person can't say, now it doesn't fit. There's one more vote. So it's a big shaila. When an almona gets married second time, she stays an almona or not? Pashtus. If she's married again, so she's not an almona. In the Leket Yoisha, from Talmud to Thomas Hadeshin state that the Thomas Hadeshin hoya nizah b'chvoid ishtoi ki almona neso. So it's mashma that she stays almona even if she remarries. Hoya nizah b'chvoid ishtoi ki almona neso. So mashvel tome that doesn't nishkin raya. Because could be the pshat is when her second husband is not nice to her, then she remembers that she's almona. The husband, Thomas Hadeshin, had to be makbid on k'void ishtoi ki almona neso. But then Rashi is a shtikel raya. Rashi says that ki itzak ele ve'eshma v'chor ha'api b'chem v'oragdi eschem v'hoyu nesheichem almonis u'bneichem yisrimi. What is v'hoyu? Rashi learns that not stam that you will go to a war and they will not know if you're dead or not and they can't get married, and they will stay almonis la'oilo. It's mashmah in Rashi, lo yitzir, they know that you're dead, they will not stay almonis la'oilo. Only because you go away, then taki to stay almonis la'oilo. Yeah.